The slaughter of Muslims in Palestine, their bloodshed on the holy soil of the land of our first Qibla, the Masjid al-Aqsa, that started the day of sin, continues to this day. We were all witnesses to the barbaric massacre at Jenin just last year. We all read about Muntaha Siraya, how 15 Israeli soldiers beat her and her 4 children with their fists and guns after busting into her home in Jenin. The youngest child was just 4 years old. She herself was 4 months pregnant. She suffered a miscarriage half an hour after the soldiers left. They used her husband as a human shield, resting the M16 rifle on his shoulder. They moved door to door, firing into the houses. When Israeli sniper shot the human shield by mistake, he was left bleeding for 5 days before being taken to the hospital. This is the reality Palestinians live with every day. We have to ask ourselves, what is our responsibility, mine and yours, as Muslims? Let's see what non-Muslims are doing in the name of justice. I do not know whether you can see this photo, which is here, but you probably know the story of Rachel Corey. She wasn't a Muslim. She hadn't read the Quranic ayat that commands us to stand firmly for justice. As the Holy Quran says in Surah Nisa, ayat number 135, O ye who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to God, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it may be against rich or poor, for God can best protect both. Follow not the lust of your heart, lest ye swerve. And if ye distort to justice, or decline to do justice, verily God is well acquainted with all that ye do. Rachel hadn't heard those words. She wasn't a Muslim, but she felt her responsibility was to stand against injustice. So she went to Palestine. She stood against this Israeli army bulldozer defending a Palestinian home from destruction. The bulldozer drove directly over her, twice, crushing her body, and she lost her life standing for justice on 16th of March this year. She was only 23 years old. With her whole life in front of her, she had the same aspiration that all of us have for life. And yet, she sacrificed her life to stand against injustice. So I repeat again, what is our responsibility as Muslims? It is for each of us to look into our hearts and find the answer. But one thing is clear. If we cannot stand for justice like we are commanded to, like Rachel Corey did, what we mustn't do is stand on the side of injustice. We mustn't help the oppressor. For that, there is no justification. This brings us back to the boycott. We have a list of companies here that actively support Israel, the oppressor of Muslims. If you have a look at that list, which will be given to you on your way out, you will see a lot of familiar names like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Nestle, Sara Lee, Marks and Spencer, etc. Most of them have an easy alternative you can switch to. Take Coca-Cola, for example. There are so many Muslim alternatives like Makkah Cola, Qibla Cola, Zamzam Cola, Muslim Hut, that it becomes difficult to choose which one to go for. And most of them even give a percentage to a Muslim or Palestinian charity. So why buy Coke when you have so many alternatives? Our merger that lead, Ayat Rasistani, has given a clear fatwa in his book, A Code of Practice for Muslims Living in the West. On page 146, fatwa number 249, he says, it is not permissible for a Muslim to buy products of the countries that are in a state of war with Islam and Muslims. For example, Israel. And again, on page 150, fatwa number 265, he is asked a question. Is it permissible to buy from shops that dedicate part of their profits to supporting Israel? And his answer is clear. We do not allow that. My brothers and sisters, my message for today is stop buying the products of oppression. Ensure your support for the Palestinians by attending this year's Good Day demonstration on Sunday, 23rd of November. That's in 2 weeks' time. Remember that it was Imam Khomeini, may Allah be pleased with him, who 24 years ago first inaugurated the last Friday of Ramadan as Good Day, a day of solidarity with the oppressed people of the world, and in particular, solidarity with the oppressed Palestinians. Let us all, on that Sunday afternoon, at least stand together for justice by attending this march. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.